Shai Davidi of Sportsnet is at the Rogers Center. He's just come away from a news conference with Alex Anthopoulos, and Shai Davidi joins us in Primetime Sports. Hello, Shai.
Mr. Blair.
How are you?
I'm okay. What's going on?
Fun, hey? Hey? Hmm?
Never a dull moment around here.
All right, what does Sergio Santos being DFA'd mean?
I think in the ideal world, they're giving him the Adam Lynn, Edwin Encarnacion treatment, where they send the guy down, give him a bit of a mental break from the big leagues, some time to regain his footing in the minor league setting and hope that he can come back and contribute, which says to me that they're clearly confident that he's going to pass through waivers and not be claimed. And I wondered about that, if some team might take a chance on him, given what the prospect price was for the acquisition of Houston Street by the Angels.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems that they think he's going to get through waivers, and that as of Wednesday, once he clears, that he'll join the Bisons and try to get himself right.
So there's no savings to be had here, correct?
Well, if he gets claimed, there's some savings.
Right. But, yeah, I'm operating under the assumption that there is no general manager dumb enough to claim Sergio Santos. Jim Bowden's not in the league anymore, so.
You know what? I still wonder if somebody rolls the dice and says, you know what, roughly 2 mil at this point, maybe mm-hmm. less, says, you know what, for that, maybe we'll save our prospects and hope we can catch lightning in the bottle. Or maybe they call the Blue Jays and say, hey, let's split the difference on this. And kind of like the Royals did last year with Emilio Bonifacio. You know, you get a need, you don't want to give up a lot.
Right.
And you decide to roll the dice. But the Blue Jays, Alex seemed very confident that he was going to get through waivers. And, you know, he was careful to talk about the process because he can't say very much about it. But the impression was left that he thinks he's going to get through and that the Blue Jays are going to try to rebuild him because, you know, let's be honest, they're going to need him. I mean, the fact that they're in the market for bullpen help and they're looking at Sanchez in a relief role is in a significant measure due to the fact that both he and Steve Dalbar struggled so much this season.
Well, and the other thing too, Shai, that they've got to make a call. His contract, he goes up to $6 million next year. So I think part of this is you've got to get a handle on what you have before you right. commit to that. You know, I don't think there's no way. I don't think there's any way in hell, frankly, they do. But you've got to at least find out what you have here. And it's better off. You're better off sending him, frankly, to the minors and getting him away from everything. And if he, you know, this is like Ricky Romero. If he can't pitch down there, then it's entirely possible he's just lost it.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, in terms of where he's going, next, what you do with the option next year, I mean, if you have to spend that $6 million, I'd certainly rather give it to Casey Jansen than spend it on
Bingo.
Him. So, you know, if there's one guy in this bullpen who you absolutely need to find a way to get paid, it's Casey, because he's been such a pillar of stability for them over the last few years. And if anything, he's only getting better and more efficient. So you're right that's in the back of their minds. But I think right now it's a shorter-term thinking. It's like, how can we get Santos in a position to help us out this season?
Shai Davidi joins us on Primetime Sports live from the Rogers Center. The Jays and Boston Red Sox open a 4-game series tonight. You can catch the game at Sportsnet 590, The Fan, of course, on Sportsnet. Shai, we haven't had a chance to talk since this latest payroll story bubbled to the surface on Friday. What's your read on this? Because, you know, I don't, it's like anything else. I think the truth lies somewhere in between. That sounds like a horrible cop-out. But, you know, my understanding of the situation is, can Alex add a great whack of money this year? No. Does he have some room? Yeah. Would it be better if he could create more room by moving somebody? Yeah. But, you know, this idea that somehow Alex is completely hamstrung for next season, for example, is just not, it's not right.
Yeah, I mean, I go back to, I had a conversation with a very, very well-placed source back in May. I ended up writing at the time about how it was going to be very difficult for the Blue Jays to make a trade. They were at their payroll max already, and that they might have to be in a position to move some money to take on some money of significance.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, Alex came out and said, you know, I have the ability to have the conversation. And if you look at his wording, it's been very, very cautious, and that all along he has never... He's never left the impression that he has free reign.
Mm-hmm.
But the sense that I've gotten is that he may have one shot, you know, one roll of the dice that he could take to ownership and say, you know, this is the move I think puts us over the top. And I think it would have been a lot easier for him if the Blue Jays hadn't have had the June and mm-hmm. beginning of July that they have. It would have been, you go to ownership, you're like, yeah, the case is obvious. It's a lot less obvious right now because, you know, in a lot of ways, this is a, you know, they're kind of like a boat with you know, seven holes and only five plugs right now, you know, and they're just kind of shifting things around trying to stay afloat. So is one move enough? Are two moves enough? Maybe if it's the right guy and, you know, the injury recovery break right. So I'm not so certain how much leeway he does have, but I think if ultimately there was something that he felt passionately and strongly about and he could make a good baseball and business case for, that he'd probably be able to pull it off.